A member of the North Carolina Sports Association has sent a letter to state lawmakers with this warning. North Carolina is on the brink of losing out on all NCAA championships for the next 6 years unless something is done about House Bill 2. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
The letter was penned by Scott Dupree, executive director of the Raleigh Sports Alliance and member of the North Carolina Sports Association. Both groups push to bring professional and amateur sporting events to the state. Dupree states that cities, colleges, and universities across North Carolina have put in bids for 133 NCAA championship events, all of which may be in jeopardy because of House Bill 2. Quote, our contacts at the NCAA tell us that due to their stance on HB 2, all North Carolina bids will be pulled from the review process and removed from consideration. That process, Dupree states, will begin in 7 to 10 days and continue through February. At that point, quote, we will be faced with a 6-year drought of NCAA championships in North Carolina. This includes blockbuster events like the men's basketball tournament and extends through all other collegiate championships. Dupree says he conservatively estimates the economic impact at $250 million. There could also be a knock-on effect at play. The NCAA, Dupree writes, holds great sway over other sports organizations. Quote, when the NCAA decides it will no longer conduct events in North Carolina, the Atlantic Coast Conference and many other sports organizations will surely follow. And the economic impact would grow. In his letter to lawmakers, Dupree states that this is not meant to be a political note, just one that deals with facts. And the NCAA has already pulled some games from North Carolina due to House Bill 2. Dupree ends his letter by writing, quote, our last chance to save these events is now. It will be a shame if HB 2 is resolved one day too late. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.